Do you consider yourself a seeker of universal truths? Do you consider yourself a connoisseur of all artistic expressions? More specifically, metal music. Are you fed up with the way things have become and wish to break free and stray from the path? Serpents US is a movement of artistic liberation that provides our initiates all of these things and more. For more information on how to join or support this movement, head to weareserpents.com. Also, feel free to check out our new exclusive winter merch items while you're there. Listeners of this podcast, apply the code PODCAST to your Bandcamp carts and receive 10% off of your first order today. Head to weareserpents.com and join us. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Mr. Mikhail's Manor of Mischief, Magic, and Mystery, the podcast where we talk about music, the occult, and just day-to-day life. I am your host, Andrew Mikhail, and welcome to the 6M Podcast. Hello, my friend. Hello. It's good to need you so. What's up, everybody? We're back with episode 42 of the podcast. Little bit later than usual, but hey, I don't know if you guys noticed, but in the description of the podcast itself, I had changed the schedule from Wednesdays and the promise of a podcast on Wednesdays to just weekly. And thus, today we have a podcast for you to listen to this week and then next week. But that's why you have to subscribe, because then you will get notified when there's a new episode. Because I've noticed that there's a lot of you out there that are just banking on the fact that I'm going to post a podcast episode on Wednesday, and then you'll just listen willy-nilly on Wednesday, and then there's no subscribing happening, there's no rating and reviewing happening, and there is no God. No, I'm just kidding. Well, I mean, aside from that last point, but you get what I'm saying. Anyways, it's the middle of December. There's no sunshine. Everything's gray. It's cold. There's no snow on the ground. So you get to see the beautiful concrete illuminated by the gray skies that we have. And it looks like it's going to be like this until Christmas time, which is pretty appropriate for the year we've had. The depressing fucking year we've had, and the even more depressing winter season to come. I know we are in the middle of it, or the beginning of it probably, and I'm sure it's only going to get so much better as time goes on. However, there is something, well, there are a few things to be happy about, at least from my perspective. Couple things happened in the past week or so. First being, a lot of you guys ordered merch as the winter merch line went live earlier this month. And for that, I am eternally grateful. You guys have helped us continue to fight yet another day in a time where we are really, really in dire straits. So honestly, the past week and a half, I've been putting together orders, orchestrating between the supplier and you guys, and making sure you guys get your coupon codes, and making sure the new merch items are getting posted. I tried to do like a 12 days of Christmas thing, but that didn't work because that's a lot of merch to be had, and you know, not a lot of time, especially since, you know, we're supposed to be creating, we're supposed to be writing music, making music, and it's turned into a social media influencer, but not really, because social media is shot right now. Anyways, so that would have taken a long time. So I figured, why not do two Fridays? Because we post like a couple times a week from the Serpent's page and from my personal page. I try and spare you guys all the psychosis that I go through on a daily basis, which you can find on Twitter or by listening to the podcast. So I'm like, well, since we only do a couple posts a week, let's do two Fridays leading up to Christmas. So we did the mugs, which were a hit. And then last Friday, which is yesterday, if you're listening, as this drops, we did the throw blankets, which we've already started selling. Fucking really excited about that. It's a win. Hey, listen, for those of you that are sitting there with your noses up saying, what kind of band will do blankets and mugs and beanies and face masks? And I'll tell you who. A band that cares about their people, okay? To be honest with you, guys, we're barely making money off of these sales. There, I said it. We're barely making money off of these sales because, honestly, with the cost of fulfillment and with the cost of shipping, with the cost of taxes, we're barely making anything, but we are making something. And my hope is that the sheer volume of said orders would facilitate some sort of decent gains monetarily that would facilitate more designs or more whatever. So that's why I'm doing this way. So for those of you that were like, oh, these are too expensive, or blah, 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 it's not going to get here fast enough. Well, you had your chance, number one. And then I'd say to you, this is about as cheap as we can make them. It's about as cheap as we can get this stuff. But we facilitated all those orders, so hopefully you guys get your stuff before Christmas. If not, I'm sorry, it's out of my hands, although I don't think anybody is going to be dealing with that unless you order stuff now. So that took up a lot of my time. Another thing that I've been doing that's kind of gotten me plugging along through the week is I started to outline my week in a way, a more specific way than I've ever done before. So with the past year, I've been, you know, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but, you know, social media, the podcast, YouTube vlogs, Twitch streaming, live streaming on Instagram, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I've been experimenting with different ways to get the job done, but also leave an adequate amount of time for writing, because what is the point of all of this if I'm not creating, which is the mantra the lizard and I have been yelling back and forth at each other for the past 2.5, maybe 3 years. Because it has a lot of truth in it, you know. What is the first and foremost responsibility of a musician / songwriter? It's to create, not to promote, not to influence, not to dick around. It is to create, and being that I am limited on time and patience and resources and many other things, I've been trying to restructure my creative process, streamline it so that I can crank out more, stop being as unforgiving as I normally am. The past three albums were created solely out of improvisation. Can you believe that? Born of Ishtar, Pestilence, Temet Nosse. All three albums were created from improvising. There is no structure aside from obvious structures like that's the intro, This is the verse. That's a makeshift chorus. And so on and so forth. And being that there's no structure, there's really no theory behind it that I know of. Because I don't know theory. I don't know music. I don't know anything. I know it sounds decent to me. I know what I want a song to sound like. I know what kind of vibe I want in the song. I know what kind of lyrics I want to write for the song. Other than that, I mean, everything else is a, as Bob Ross would call it, a happy accident. So, with improvising and with improvising a podcast, improvising all the other things, it's a lot of creative energy, which demands a lot of time to be creative in a very, very, very uncreative period in the world. And don't get me wrong. Yeah, I get it. I get it, guys. Paul McCartney wrote a lockdown album. If he could do it, you could do it, right? No. Because I am the entire team behind the business handlings of Serpents. Paul McCartney has a team. Paul McCartney has a agent, manager, social media person, blah, 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 blah. And that's not applicable for everybody, okay? And yeah, I get it. Bands or like solo artists like Pliny or Pliny, I don't know how you would call it, or Intervals, whatever. Yeah, I get it. They've put out albums, whatever. But I'm old school. I don't really understand a lot of the shit that you have to do today. I don't see it working. I don't see the point of it all. Because I don't know if you've noticed, but everybody's disabling their accounts on social media and whatnot. So it's very confusing for me. And a lot of these podcasts, I bitch about social media because honestly, I'm just perplexed. If anybody out there wants to teach me or wants to take over the social media aspect of my life, please, for the love of God, do so. I'll stop bitching and I can create more music faster. But when I'm not living in a fantasy like that, I've been spending spare time, about an hour to a day, mostly at night, to learn music theory, learn chord progressions, structures, et cetera, et cetera. And honestly, it's been very, very, very fun and very enlightening. And the lizard is classically trained, which is a plus. So if I have a question, I usually just ask her to kind of explain it as if she were explaining it to a child, because she's been playing violin since she was a child and has had the Suzuki method as her background in learning how to play the violin. So sorry to the lizard. I'm using your resources in your brain yet again. And aside from this, aside from using technology to help me learn music theory, for those of you that don't know, I am an endorsee or endorser of ESP Guitars, Seymour Duncan, Dunlop, Ernie Ball, and TuneTrack. TuneTrack is a company based out of Sweden, and I think they have offices in Chicago. And they got their start with doing like MIDI drums. So, I mean, I'm not going to go into the whole, this isn't a commercial, so I'm not going to sit there and go through everything. So they started the whole like virtual drummer thing, which was amazing for songwriters. So Pestilence and Born of Ishtar were both written to a 1-2 beat or a blast beat. So imagine hearing a, like a, I don't know if you guys can hear that. That's my guitar. So imagine hearing a beeping, a click track as they call it, and then imagine hearing a or a so I wrote both of those albums to a constant beat. No changing, no, you know. When I was in Oceano and in the bands after that, I noticed a lot of guys in the deathcore scene, especially, used to use a program called Tabit, which is like Guitar Pro for anybody who's a musician. And it's basically like an online or a virtual composer tool. And a lot of people had a big stink, I think, like last year or so, when they were trying to call out Charles from Buried Alive or Rings of Saturn for using Guitar Pro guitars. So, again, for the unenlightened, it's basically like a MIDI guitar. And when I was in the Oceano days, a lot of guys would write songs with this, and I like, Depths was arranged in a room. It was written scattered, you know, riffs and whatnot, but we didn't write it on a computer, is basically what I said, what I'm saying. And we pieced it together in a room together to get a good live feel, and a lot of our friends were doing Tabit songs, and, you know, they were shredder extraordinaires, and a lot of their songs really didn't inspire. It was just a lot of blasts, like, and then, and I'm like, okay, cool, dude. And we even had somebody in Serpents, a live player back in the day, who did all of his composing on Tabit. And when it came time to play or show me some of his work to bring to the table, because again, I've said it numerous times, I don't want to be the end-all be-all in Serpents US. I want to open the door and have the boys bring in their flavors and their ideas and whatever. It just, for the past however many years, it turned out that it just had to be this way. So, just so you guys know. And so this guy, you know, presented ideas, and it really didn't fly with me because it had no, didn't really have anything to it. And granted, there are some bands that do it right. I know some very, very prominent bands that have written some groundbreaking, scene-changing, full albums on Guitar Pro and whatnot. So don't get me wrong, guys. But anyways, I don't even know where I was going with this. Tune track. So drums, and then Tune track does easy keys, and now easy bass, and easy mix, and more. So they have a lot of tools where you can create a song easy, no pun intended. And in those tools, you do have some options on how to alternate or piece together some sort of idea of theory from it. Because obviously if you're piecing together, you know, this chord with this, you know, inverted whatever chord with a major whatever, it's not going to sound right. So, you know, you're looking at this stuff and you're learning little by little, like, oh, that doesn't mesh well with these kind of chords, or this triad sounds better with a seventh or whatever. And in doing so, it really sparked a curiosity working with these tools. And I'm like, honestly, I want to know what I'm doing, because I really don't know what everyone else is doing and how they're doing it so fast. Granted, they might have more time. They might not, you know, I've been there. Temet Nosse was written pretty much in isolation, where I had no friends, no girlfriend, no nothing. And that's how I got that album done. But it was all improvisation, which took forever. So I've been messing around with that, relearning how how to do this music thing. Don't get me started on lyrics. And it's been fun. It's been revitalizing, reinvigorating, if that's what you would call it. And I know I'm just rambling, but I highly recommend, number one, Toontrax products, not only because they are album quality samples, instruments, whatever, but also they will kind of show you how you could write a song pretty easy and in pretty fast time. Now, guitar or whatever, that's a different story. I mean, you have to create the melody. And with album 4, I have about 20 plus song skeletons, and a lot of it was written as improvised. So what I've been doing is combining both methods and treating my guitar as if it was like a violin. And because, I don't know if you guys know, I mean, if you're listening to this, I think you would know, Serpents US is a symphonic metal, symphonic deathcore, whatever you want to call it, band. And I basically have been treating the guitar as if it was another piece of the orchestra, which might be something that I've been messing up for the past 10 years. And the new stuff is sounding amazing. So amazing and so excited that I'm like, I don't even want to record a podcast this week because I just want to write. And that's what I was getting at, is the fact that I've been experimenting with a lot of shit and rearranging my schedule in many different configurations. And I'm like, well, I'm going to write on this half of the week, and I'm going to get all the socials and shit done in this first half of the week, do orders on this day. And it's been tough to get into the swing of things, as you guys can tell by the frequency of podcasts and whatnot. But it's been something to look forward to in a time that we don't have much to look forward to. So, I don't know. I just wanted to get that on record and talk about my experience in redoing this from the ground up, essentially. And then once I have my song ideas, song structures, whatever, I would then bring it to the band and then have, you know, my drummer do drums, my guitarist work with me on guitar parts, and we could do orchestrations, or I could do orchestrations and then also get the Lizard in on this. I mean, everything kind of hangs in the balance on me finishing ideas. Now, none of that could happen. I could end up doing it all myself. Time will tell. But in a perfect world, especially since, you know, who knows what's happening with the Rona at the moment, of a few vaccines are being distributed. I don't know what to make of it all, but I don't think we're going to go back to normal in terms of the music world next year until like later 2021. And bands like us really won't be able to do anything until 2022, I believe. So I'm just biding my time, taking my time, and making sure I'm doing the right thing musically. So I hope you guys understand that. For those of you that keep asking me, especially now that this whole Spotify thing is like in, I would call it normie radar, where a bunch of like people that really aren't into the biz are speaking about Spotify and whatnot, and how they're screwing bands or whatever. I don't see it that way. I mean, yeah, if I was making my income off of streams, I probably would see it the other way. But at this point, I'm just happy that my songs are out there on a major platform, and the fact that people can listen to our songs along with bands like Metallica with just the click of a button, I'm cool with that. And you could throw us in a playlist and you know, have us on whatever playlist you want. Honestly, that's one of the things that hooked me into Spotify when I was uninitiated. You know, I had an ex that was like, oh, do you have Spotify? You should listen to my playlist. I'm like, what is that? What do you mean? Like a mixtape? She's like, yeah. It's like, what, burn it? She's like, no. Spotify. I'm like, okay, I guess I'll pay for this shit. And then I started making playlists, and then I'm like, ooh, I can make playlists for the world. I can make mixtapes for you. You, the listener. And I started doing that. And that's another thing that's on my radar this year, is now that the year is ending, I'm like scrambling, trying to piece together my top 50 playlist, as I do every year, ever since I got Spotify, that is, where I do a top 50 playlist of my favorite albums from the year. Basically, I take a song from my 50 favorite albums of the year, and I do a playlist out of it. And this year, being that we did the Serpent Society playlist every month, holy shit, that's a lot of music I have to evaluate. So I've been doing that, as well as trying to create, but also not muddy the waters in my own creativity by listening to other bands and being like, that was really cool. I want to do that exact same thing. Cough, cough. What people do to Serpents US. But yeah, that's been time consuming as all hell. Hopefully you guys will enjoy that once it's done. And yeah, I'm still doing the Serpent Society playlist because people are releasing songs in December and albums in December. I don't know why you would do that, because everybody's already talking about the best albums of the year in November or even October, which is weird. I don't know why metal sites do that, or sites in general. They're like, yeah, this is the best album list of the year. And it's like October. It's like, okay, that's weird. But one thing I will bitch about in terms of Spotify that really makes me mad is, for the past few years, I've been on the browse page on Spotify. And that's honestly where I discover a lot of music, you know, whether indie, techno, or electronic, I don't know what you would want to call it, pop, rap, metal, classical, whatever. I discover a lot of bands and artists on the browse page. And one thing that chapped my ass when I first signed up for Spotify is how low metal was on their list. So basically, you'd have to go through their page, their browse page, and then under genres and moods, you would go down, and then it would be like metal, and it was like in the middle of the page. Let's just give them that. So as the years have gone by, okay, Spotify, number one, has gotten way more quote-unquote woke, which, if this is your definition of woke, please go back to sleep. And so they've been getting more woke and have been adding many other genres and moods, a lot being redundant, and I don't understand the need for them. But recently I'm looking and I'm like, where the fuck is metal? Did they take metal off? Are you kidding me? So I have to look all. So they've added a million different genres and moods. I mean, I'm exaggerating, but they've added them. And if you scroll all the way down to the page at the very bottom, you'll see metal next to TVs and movies and Caribbean. Okay. So the very, very last genre and mood is kids and family commute, commute, student, funk, sports, Caribbean. Then you get to metal, TV and movies, comedy, afro, and then it starts getting weird. So then you have tastemakers, anime. Then you go up, pop culture. Don't understand that. You have romance. I guess that could be a mood. And then you have Michelle Obama as a genre or mood. Don't know how that, I don't understand that. Then you have a bunch of other things. Like they have a pride section, which I get it. I get, you know, maybe that's a mood. I don't know why that would be a genre, but it's a mood, I guess. Wellness, I guess that could be a genre. And then it just keeps going, going, going. But then you have like League of Legends. I don't understand how that's a genre or a mood. And at that point, are we going to start putting every video game up there? Oh, and don't forget, League of Legends is right next to the genre and mood gaming, which I understand. Shows with music. Isn't that most shows? Joe Rogan experience. I guess that's a mood if you want to get there. They do have a Black History is Now genre or mood. That's new. I get why that's a genre, but it's new, and I don't understand why all of a sudden they added that. Probably because society. And then they have the normal shit. Like right at the top, hip hop, pop, country, workout, at home, rock. Then Latin, mood. They have mood under moods. Okay. And then it just keeps going up from there. So that's, you know, that's the one thing that chaps my ass about Spotify. I mean, a lot of people are angry about other things, and I get it, but I just don't like the fact that metal and also funk, like, I don't understand why student is a genre or a mood, but whatever. But I don't understand why metal and funk are all the way at the bottom. That's kind of disrespectful. Comedy, I think that could be up there a little bit, considering this is. I don't think Spotify is an American company, but orchestrating for territories, maybe you should put, the mainstays of each territory right at the forefront. You know what I mean? I don't know. That was a long tirade, but am I crazy? You tell me. Am I wrong? You tell me. I don't know. It's just something that I don't understand, and I don't foresee it ending well for us metalheads or even fans of funk. I love funk. It's kind of disrespectful, but whatever. Who am I, right? Another thing that happened this past week is that being that I don't have insurance or, any money, real money to get any, emergency work done, I had a tooth crack not that long ago, about a week or so ago. And, I went to a dentist, and the dentist was like, so basically, here's all the things you need to get fixed, and here's the many thousands it's going to cost you out of pocket. And here's the plan on how we're going to do this. And it's all time sensitive. And we have to do this in this order. And blah, 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 blah. You have to see a specialist for a root canal. I'm like, fuck. Then I was just real with the dentist. So I was like, hey, man, like, what's the real skinny here? And he's like, well, to be honest with you, you could go to my school where I learned. They do it for cheap, and they do the same work, essentially. So basically, what had happened was I had gone to a school to get my dental work done. And I'll tell you what, guys, the amount of thousands I'm saving by going to a school versus the dentist, and it's the same school for the same work, if anything, with probably more care, because the student needs to do like the best job that they can do so they can pass. It's really, 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 I mean, I'm sure that there's horror stories in these things. I'm sure not every school is perfect, or a clinic, whatever. Trust me, I've been in my share of clinics. Every time I've had a toothache, every clinic I went to, that's like a clinic, dentist, whatever, government, they're always like, yeah, we could pull the tooth. It's like, oh, that's it? Well, we could fill it. We could do a cavity filling, and it's going to cost this much, but it's probably more advantageous for you to pull your tooth. I'm like, no, dude. What dentist tells you that? So I've been going to a school, and I highly recommend at least checking it out for those of you like me who are uninsured, being because you're a musician or a self-employed or whatever, and can't afford Obamacare, or your state public health, whatever, care, or if you just want to be off the books, whatever, whichever applies to you, check out a dental school in your nearest area. I've been walking around the house telling the lizard to check out my Bluetooth, because that's what I have right now. I have a, they basically restructured my tooth for, so let me back up a little bit and explain. So with the dental school, the only downside with some of these things is that you have to prolong your dental work, unless if it's an emergency, right? So if it's an emergency, you can go into the emergency room or clinic after hours or through the holidays, whatever, and get your situation sorted out until you can go see your dentist like the next month or whatever. So being that I had a cracked tooth and it was a previous filling that fell out while I was drinking soup, go figure, right? If there's any representation of my luck, it's the fact that I had a tooth break in half while eating soup. How about that for you? So, you know, my tooth cracked in half, and I went to that dentist, and he's like, oh, we can do all this for, I think it was like $6,000, something like that, which, from what I'm told, is cheap. Not for me. And, you know, when I went to the school, granted, they're like, well, we could do this, but it's going to take this amount of time, which gives me time to raise money, you know? That's another thing. It's like, oh, I could hustle. I could sell whatever, sell some ass. And so I'm in like the middle period right before I get my root canal, where they have to like restructure the tooth. So like right now I have a Bluetooth, like a literal Bluetooth. And it feels like a real tooth. It's so weird. But that took up some time this week. Also, it was pretty fun to just shoot the shit with like students and whatnot. You know, people younger than you, most likely, depending on how old you are. But it was nice to just pick the brains of up and coming students. And it's nice to understand that they don't drink the Kool-Aid as fast as some of the other people in the world. So that's always inspiring to see. But aside from all that, aside from the music, aside from learning, aside from getting my teeth fixed, aside from sending out your guys' merch, aside from providing beautiful, lovable content, I was able to get some Christmas shopping done this week. Granted, it was online because, you know, we're not allowed to go outside, not allowed to see people, talk to people, smell people, touch people, taste people, whatever. So I was like, you know, I really don't want to go to a store and deal with the whole mask thing, deal with the people that are scared of each other thing. Every time I've been to a store or like a grocery store, I like try and lighten the mood, crack a joke, whatever, because I'm, you know, dad jokes galore, even though I'm not a dad. You know, it's awkward for me because face-to-face interaction is where it's at, and I'm living in a time where I can't see any faces. Can't see, you know, I can't see people's true selves because they're literally, I know there was that philosophy, you know, there's many philosophies about masks, you know, and there's many philosophies about people, you know, wearing masks on their day to day. Then you don't really know someone's true self or their true intentions or whatever. And now I'm living in a time where people are literally wearing masks every day, aside from their other mask. And then there's their true selves, which is like the worst case scenario for a person like me. So I crack some jokes from time to time. And usually that's how I can get a little lightning bolt of truth from these people. And boy, oh boy, it is a miserable fucking time for me. Because I can't get through to anybody. Maybe they're stressed out. We're all stressed out. Hey, I mean, I get it. You know, you're hurting. I'm hurting. Those people are probably hurting. I get it. But it's truly the person-to-person, face-to-face interactions that could enrich your life at this very moment. And so I'm not talking about social media because, to be honest with you, social media by design is meant to separate you and keep you contained and just get the ideas out, but you're not getting the full scope of the ideas because you're not having a face-to-face conversation, reading each other's signals, picking up on each other's sense, picking up on each other's hormones, whatever you want to call them. And it's like the perfect storm for Don't get me started. But I don't know. I bypassed it. I'm like, I'm just going to order everything online because, hey, the world is at your fingertips, including serpents, right? So I'm pretty happy about that. I got that out of the way. But I don't know. It's been a rough season for me. It's been a rough year, obviously, but my guitar is doing some weird shit. But sorry, I'm recording this podcast with the guitar in my hand because that's how rough it's been mentally for me to watch so many people divided, hate each other, whatever you want to call it. I don't know. I can dive into it, but it's been very, very rough, and it's been rough personally. Someone extremely close to me has COVID at the moment. I haven't seen this person because, you know, life, but I'm dealing with that at the moment, trying to, you know, maintain positivity and raise my vibrations so that at least in this scenario, the worst case doesn't happen because I willed it to happen. So I'm just trying to be positive, and I don't even want to give merit to the fact that this person has COVID. To be honest with you, I'm just saying to myself, this person has the flu that was marked as COVID because, hey, the same symptoms are like the flu. And guess what? People die of the flu as well. So, hey, facts, right? But, you know, I'm dealing with some stuff on that front, with the holidays coming up and whatnot, not being able to see them. It's been found out yesterday, so that's been wearing on me. And, you know, I've also had a close family member have some very, very unfortunate circumstances befall them as well, thanks to not being able to see the doctor or not being able to receive proper treatment due to protocols put in place because of COVID. And that changed that person's life forever, and all of ours as well. And the list just keeps going on and on and on and on of reasons why I've just been beaten down and I'm cashed out, guys. To be honest with you, like, that's why I started this podcast talking about why I'm happy or what's been, whatever, making me happy in these times. Because it's really been tough mentally. I've had a lot of really dark, dark, dark thoughts, dark moments. My viewpoint on society has changed, has worsened actually more than it was before. If you don't believe me, read the Serpent's lyrics. Read those. Do me a favor. If I do die, if anything does happen to me, read the lyrics for all the Serpent's records and tell me I didn't say most of this shit would come to fruition 10 years ago, however many years ago, 7 years ago, 4 years ago, whatever. So imagine my dismay seeing that everything did actually happen because nobody really woke up the right way. They woke up. They may have woken up, but they woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Let's just say that. But, yeah, it's been pretty bleak, pretty depressing, and I don't want to drag you guys down, so I'm just going to shut up. However, being that this is kind of just a, hey, here's what's what. At this point in my life, journalistic diary episode of the podcast. I just wanted to get this out there and get it done and, you know, hold true to my side of the agreement, so to speak, right? However, I don't know how many times I'm going to say however or but. I'm still learning, guys. Back up. This week's podcast, the next episode of the podcast, should be more fun. I believe it's going to come out on the 23rd, and I believe it's going to be a solo podcast where I talk about some of the conspiracy theories. No, I'm going to talk about Christmas conspiracy theories, which will kind of give way to the mystery aspect of mischief, magic, and mystery. This whole episode, I would say, is mischief because it's pretty mischievous to be living like this, is it not? Breaking the rules, questioning authority, sending Christmas presents. In a time where Christmas is outlawed? No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, the next episode of the podcast is going to be a lot more uplifting. I'm not going to talk about teeth or Spotify genres and moods. Hopefully, right? So Christmas conspiracy theories. And yes, I am saying the words conspiracy theory. And I'm saying it lightheartedly, because I don't believe in the phrase conspiracy theory, because that is a phrase made by the CIA to discredit people that were potentially onto something, and then, hey, they actually were. But I'm just saying that for the sake of trying to elaborate. Christmas conspiracy theories coming up on the next episode of the podcast. So I hope you enjoyed this unbearing episode where I bear it all, at least for the week. And again, I hope you guys are enjoying this new Serpents US merch drop. If you guys could, if you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, feel free to subscribe to the podcast, rate the podcast, comment wherever applicable, and also feel free to join in on the fun. I really need some feedback, really need some questions. I was going to talk about a listener submitted a question for this episode, but it's really not applicable to this format today. So maybe I'll answer that question in a little bit, but I don't know. Sorry. So yeah, if you guys want to join in on the fun, head to our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/the6mpodcast. That's facebook.com/groups/the6mpodcast. And yet again, if you enjoyed this episode, you might not enjoy the other ones because they're a lot more upbeat and lighthearted. But feel free to check those out as well. And again, subscribe to the podcast, rate the podcast, review the podcast, comment, whatever, wherever applicable. And yeah, I will see you next week for our special Christmas episode. And then after that, I believe we will be recapping Christmas and also looking forward to the new year on the next Lizard and the Wizard coming up after the Christmas conspiracy episode. So I hope you guys have a good life. I don't know. Stay safe, stay sane. Thanks for listening again. Bye-bye.